San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB, presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future. Now, It's Your Money, Not Theirs on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, good evening. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, producer for It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with 50,000 watts of power, KFMB, here coming to you live from Kearny Mesa. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, Los Angeles County, up to Seattle on a good night, out to the desert. And now it's time for me to introduce my fabulous co-host, the main man of the hour, long-distance runner and enthusiast, CPA, family office advisor, and counselor extraordinaire, the one, the only, the great Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Joe. Another beautiful evening in paradise.
It certainly is. It's been a great day. Did you watch any of that French Open today?
Yeah, I got up really early.
Yeah, did you watch from the beginning, 6 a.m.?
I was up before then watching the pregame ceremonies.
Oh, my God. You got it bad. Right through the rain delays and all, right? Well, I got news for you. If you want to watch the end of it, you got to get up at 4 in the morning.
So. Yeah, they're going to finish it tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. That's
Nadal
incredible.
Has never lost in the French Open Finals, 6-0.
Yeah, that's incredible. But before we get started tonight, just one more reminder, because tomorrow night is our second installment of our San Diego Smart Screen Film Series event, and that is going to be tomorrow night, Ultrastar Cinemas, Hazard Center, Mission Valley. And we are going to show a film called Addiction Incorporated, all about the true story and the expose behind the tobacco industry and what they suppressed. And as a matter of fact, we had Dr. Victor DeNoble as our guest last February, as you recall, right, Richard?
That was a great show. And boy, what an eye-opener.
I'll tell you. And you said on the basis of that show, you had someone listen to that show and they were able to quit smoking, you told me.
Yeah, although it's personal, so I'm not going to tell you
who. Right, I understand. But that makes me feel good. I hope it makes you feel good. So,
yeah,
but,
and as somebody who's never even tried a cigarette in my life, the fewer smokers, the better, because I know secondhand smoke kills people too.
Yeah. But anyway, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., it's $12. That includes not just the documentary, but also we're going to have a great Q&A session, because Dr. DeNoble will be there, and he's the key figure in the film. He's featured throughout, and they've edited it down to 80 minutes, so we'll have even more time for Q&A, and along with him will be our first guest on this program, on this show, was Bill Lirak, because not only did he bring lawsuits against corporations for stock fraud, but he was one of the leaders to actually get rid of the Joe Camel ad campaigns, I think by R.J. Reynolds, who were targeting the youth market, and that was a big deal. So big settlement, and I know he's going to really enjoy meeting Dr. DeNoble. They'll both be on the panel. Then we head over to the DoubleTree for a little reception afterward, and it's going to be another great event, don't you think, Richard?
It's going to be super, and I never understood how a camel could be cool.
Do you know, as part of that settlement, I guess the original Joe Camel was bipedal. I guess he stood up on two legs, a cartoon character. So after the settlement, they said, okay, we'll make it look like a regular camel on four legs.
But I always thought he looked like a dromedary, but what do I know?
I'm telling you. But I know Demi, your daughter, is with us tonight, and she's coming tomorrow night, right, Demi? That's right. Okay, good. So it's really important for young people to see. As a matter of fact, Dr. DeNoble will be speaking. He speaks at schools all over the country, which is pretty amazing. I mean, he makes about 340 presentations a year. Now, there's only 365 days in a year. That's pretty it's pretty amazing. But he'll be in High Tech High International at noon tomorrow. So I'm going to head down and hear him. He's going to address the entire student body of High Tech High International 12 noon. But anyway, addictionincorporated.com if you want him to speak at your school, and get in touch that way. But anyway, Richard, what's been on your mind?
Well, Demi and I are doing something before the movie. Demi, where are we going before the movie? What are we doing? Do you remember?
Where are we going?
Tomorrow night. We're going to go to a book signing before the movie.
Yeah, book signing.
Yeah, our guest this evening is in transit. She just got off of doing TV with Jim Laslovic.
Right.
So she's on her way. But before the movie, we're going to a book signing over at the Barnes & Noble.
Well, who are you going to see? Who are you going to see?
We're seeing Ann. We're going to be seeing Ann Myers Drysdale.
Ah.
That's who we're going to be speaking with tonight, too.
And what's the book? And what's the book about? And what is
it? So You Lost to a Girl Again? It's about the life of Ann Myers Drysdale, a famous, famous athlete. And I don't want to spoil that story.
Right.
But the book signing is, well, it's good timing. It's just before. So we're going to hustle down and get to the movie at about 6:45. We'll be there a little bit early.
Good.
But it's going to be a very busy evening for a Monday.
Great.
So it'll be fun stuff. So, Joe, yeah. I've got some good news. What I was working on all weekend was getting more sponsors.
Terrific.
For the radio show. So I confirmed with La Valencia Hotel we're going to be doing a big event there on what date, Joe? Let's see if your calendar is pegged.
I think we're synced up for Sunday, July 8th.
That's right.
And I think that's the show that we have the great Dick Enberg scheduled for, correct?
Yes, but before that, we're doing a special event, too, where we're going to be unveiling a plaque.
Should we reveal that yet? Let's wait.
No, I'm not going to say whose plaque, but there's a special event.
Eva's hanging. Well,
there's a special event. I'll give you a hint. Since you can't come back, we got you this plaque. But I'm not going to tell you who the special event is about.
Right.
And then the radio show with Dick Enberg.
Right.
That's July 8th at La Valencia. So that's one of our new sponsors.
Let's save that up for maybe next week and we'll reveal.
We will.
We'll reveal this in stages, make it a little dramatic.
And then our next new sponsor is Mr. Jason Kruger and Signature Analytics, a really neat CFO company. He works with companies that are trying to improve their results. So he's going to be a new sponsor starting on July 1.
Interesting.
So I was a bit... very busy weekend in terms of, well, new sponsors are now coming to us. I guess we've gotten so well known for doing this, Joe.
We're getting some traction. Hey, look, we had Congressman Bob Filner on recently. We've had Councilwoman Marty Emerald, and we had Assemblyman Nathan Fletcher. Those were all really good shows, you know. And, you know, we have Dick Enberg coming on. Hey, I've got another guest that we just secured, too, for July. Can I tell you who that is?
Yeah, go ahead. Who is that?
Sunday, July 29, the CEO of Stone Brewing Company, Greg Cook. He will be here. And he has a fabulous, you know, brewery. What would you call it? Craft brew?
They call those microbreweries? Is that what they call those?
I'll tell you, we're getting a lot of them around San Diego, but his is doing extremely well. Have you been up there? I heard it's a fabulous...
Yeah, it's really good, actually. The food is excellent. You know, I don't drink, so I can't comment on whether the beer is exceptional, but I'm sure it is because the food is exceptional.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I heard the venue is pretty...
Oh, it's a really neat place. Yeah, really, really well done. Great decor. Hey, one other event to announce, and this is going to relate to our guest. My foundation, the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation, is hosting an event on Saturday, June 23rd, so in two weekends. It's called Title IX Change My Life. Title IX, of course, was the federal legislation that ensured equal protection for all races, colors, sexes, etc., in federally funded programs, and of course then got extended to athletics, and so equal participation in high school and college sports by females. So we have an event going on from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., maybe running a little bit late on Saturday, June 23rd, at the Oceanside Pier Amphitheater, which is at 200 North Strand in Oceanside, right there at the end of the pier, down below in the amphitheater. And it's called Title IX, Change My Life, because it's this year is the 40th anniversary of Title IX. We've got some great speakers, live entertainment, great food, some booths. I know we have some amazing speakers coming up, including the former vice president of the NCAA, Judy Sweet. So it's going to be a great event.
And I think our guest tonight's going to be speaking there, correct?
Or? She can't be down that weekend. That's why she's doing the book signing this weekend. But for more information, kananeevents.com, K-A-N-A-N-E, the word events.com. Our phone number, 760-434-5255. Again, 760-434-5255. Going to be a great event. Title IX changed my life.
And also, they can always go to your website, Richard, or I guess or ours. It's iymoney.com, iymoney.com. Always a wealth of information there.
And we've got everything you want to know about this event up there. We actually have everything you want to know about the event tomorrow night up there as well.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy website. If you can't remember iymoney.com, then I don't know what to tell you. So.
Well, what is it? FYI, it's iymoney.com.
Right. It's short for It's Your, in case you need to know. But, hey, how about next week, Richard, June 17th?
We have a San Diego sports broadcasting legend.
True.
The first announcer, broadcaster for the San Diego Padres. He was also the first announcer for the San Diego Rockets, who are now the Houston Rockets. That would be Mr. Jerry Gross is going to be joining us.
And we'll have to get, I know he was a sports anchor and sports director here for many years as well, and has some many, many colorful stories. I mean, I really didn't get
some of which we can actually tell on the air.
Boy, I've got a whole new amount of less respect for Pete Rose.
Well, don't say Pete. No. I always like Pete.
I admire the art and don't get too enamored with the artist.
You don't get 4,256 base hits by worrying about other people's needs, Joe.
Right, exactly.
That's how that works.
But you know, I like the guy. Who didn't like watching Pete Rose play baseball? I mean, you get a walk and he sprinted down to first. Does anybody do that?
Nobody does that anymore. So it's going to be really neat having Jerry on, because we're going to talk about the initial days of the old Rockets, the initial days of the San Diego Padres.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think that 69 team was better than the team we have out on the field this year.
Yeah.
Sad,
really,
but true.
And they lost 100 and some 10.
They went 52 and 110.
Wow.
Which, coincidentally, at the same pace, this year's team is on to go.
Which, I think if Ray Kroc came back, he'd go down and grab that microphone all over again.
He would.
We'll tell that story when Jerry's here, because I don't think enough people remember it or know about. Hey, we're up on the first break already, so hey, we'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. Spent.
They get out of the way. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635. For a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635. Yeah. Whoa.
Crazy about cash? Time to go bonkers with Casino Palma's Cuckoo for Cash giveaway. You could get clocked with your share of over $170,000. Sundays, June 3rd and 24th, and Wednesdays, June 13th and 20th. 12 cash-crazed winners each night get up to $10,000 cash. Those same days, there's more wacky winning when you go cuckoo for hot seats. 20 winners each day get $500 in Palma Play and extra entries into the Cuckoo for Cash drawings. Want more ring in your chimes? Join the club that pays to play. New Palm Club members get $20 in Palma Play. Only at Casino Palma, your casino. Highway 76, just 12 miles east of I-15. Must be 18 years or older. Visit CasinoPalma.com for more information.
Got credit card debt? No problem. Do you have trouble paying your credit card bills? Do you owe them at least $10,000? Listen, if you can't afford to make your credit card payments anymore, at DMB Financial, we'll give you our guaranteed way to reduce your debt. Our credit card debt reduction program is simple. We don't collect a dime until you get results. If we don't settle your credit card debt for less than you owe, you pay nothing. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call right now for a free debt reduction analysis. 877-918-DEBT. 877-918-DEBT. If we don't settle your credit card debts for less than you owe, you pay us nothing. Call this number right now. 877-918-DEBT. 877-918-DEBT. 877-918-3328.
The following is an important public announcement for all individuals concerned about protecting their identity and privacy online. Right now, your private information is available for anyone to see. Information like your children's names, religious and political views, birth date, and even photos of your home. In response, the White House recently unveiled a Consumer Privacy Bill of Rights that declares your right to your personal information on the Internet. And now, with the new innovative online privacy service called Delete Me, you can take control back and delete your private information from prying eyes. Delete Me removes more of your information from sites more thoroughly than any current option. To help you get started, Delete Me is now offering a free personal identity scan to reveal your personal information and show you how to delete it. You can simply access your free scan at 123deleteme.com. That's 123deleteme.com. Protect your online privacy now by going to 123deleteme.com to receive your free personal identity scan. That's 123deleteme.com.
We lead. You follow. They get out of the way. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Now, it's your money, not theirs, on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
We're back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I'm Joe Vecchio with co-host and main man, Richard Musio. And our guest is now here, and I'm going to give it over to Richard to take it away.
Actually, we have a lot of guests here. We have the co-founder with me of the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation, Kathy Kinane, along with Don Franken, who I guess is the driver tonight. And our special guest, not that Kathy's not special, but our even more special guest this evening is Ann Myers Drysdale, the general manager of the Phoenix Mercury of the WNBA, and of course the basketball legend from UCLA, as I mentioned, in town for a book signing tomorrow at the Barnes & Noble in Mira Mesa.
And San Diego native, I might add.
You were born in town, right, Ann?
Yes, Mercy Hospital.
Oh, Mercy Hospital, good. Good for you.
I don't remember it.
Nobody does.
Well, have you looked at Ann's Wikipedia? I mean, what?
I don't need to look at Ann's Wikipedia because I remember everything I've ever read about everybody.
I'm seeing gold and silver and all kinds of terrific things here. So, but anyway.
Well, anyway, Ann, you led UCLA's only women's championship basketball team, correct?
1978.
And great team, including the great Denise Curry, who was the all-time leading basketball scorer at UCLA for men or women. And that was an amazing team. And I know back then it wasn't even the NCAA, correct? It was called the AIAW.
Correct.
Because The NCAA at that point was not yet sanctioning a postseason collegiate women's tournament. And that was an incredible team, as I mentioned.
But just because it's not NCAA, they don't validate what's important.
Exactly. But it was the national championship. And, of course, your brother won a couple of championships just preceding you. I guess in 1973 and 1975, your brother Dave Myers was also a standout UCLA basketball player.
Played with Bill Walton.
That is
and
correct.
And I remember Dave leading the Bruins to a championship here in 1975 in San Diego, the only Final Four ever played in San Diego, when correct. He and Richard Washington, I think, combined for 52 points.
75, right?
Good one, Richard.
They beat the Kentucky Wildcats. And I know Sports Arena, and they had a thrilling semifinal victory in overtime against Louisville in the semifinals. So quite the UCLA basketball history.
So the genetics. So you must have played a lot of basketball with your brothers, all right?
I have five brothers.
Yeah, I saw the.
I have five sisters.
Yeah,
and
11.
My dad played basketball at Marquette. So having such a large family and growing up around sports, it was easy to be outside being competitive.
That's a lot of. So you guys had your own basketball team, if you
will. Yeah, two teams. Yeah, a lot of disagreements too.
You even had a bench. Wasn't Denise Corlett on your team too? The great Stanford women's volleyball coach.
Denise Corlett and Beth Moore.
Beth
Diane
Moore, okay.
Frierson, Heidi Nestor, Annie
sure.
Ortega.
Oh, Annie Ortega. I believe she's was one of only two women to rise to the level of what was it? Captain with the LAPD.
Correct. Yes.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment. Yeah. Boy, what a high-functioning team. No wonder you won the world championship.
Boy, what a mind you have. I am so impressed.
Oh, you know what? Everything I've read my entire life, it's stuck in there somewhere. So very interesting. Then after UCLA, well, you also, I guess, while in high school, played on the national women's team. Is that right?
I did. I had an opportunity to play on the boys' high school team when I was a senior. I played on their summer league team. And during that time, I was playing USA basketball. When I didn't go out I actually chose not to play on the boys' team during the school year because I had a lot of people talk me out of it. I played USA basketball as the first high school player, and we played against the Soviet Union touring the United States.
Wow. So how old are you, about 16?
I was a senior in high school.
So you're about 17. Right. Then. Wow. That is young.
Check this out, Richard. Her basketball team, I guess you were MVP in high school, and the team was only 80-5. Oh, that was your record throughout high school, 80-5?
That's a pretty good record, Joe.
I don't know.
That's what it says here. I'm going to stick to it.
I don't always believe everything I read.
You were the first high school student to play for the U.S. national team. Now, I got to point out, Ann is 5'9". You must have been fast as a cat.
Well, actually, because they didn't have a lot of organized sports for young girls, my first sport was track and field. Uh-huh. And I was on track team in West Covina, and my first love was high jumping. But also did, I became a pentathlete and did the five events. Now it's seven events with the heptathlon. So my dream was to go to the Olympics as a high jumper. Huh. But I played seven sports in high school, and I was doing so many different things, and basketball just seemed to be always there. And 76 was the very first year they had women's basketball in the Olympics and was able to be on that team.
So you must have been a guard, right? A guard?
No. Well, actually, I played all five positions in high school and in college. Because I was a high jumper, I knew how to play the post position. And so if I had somebody 6'4", I could front them, get down, they'd throw a lob, I could jump up and get it. If I played behind them, I was quick enough, I'd take a charge, you know. And plus, I had very good teachers.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I want to ask, you were the first woman to do something, but I want to give our listeners a one-minute history of women in professional basketball. The first woman in professional basketball was a publicity stunt. Back in 1968, the owner of the Kentucky Colonels, in protest of the jockeys at Churchill Downs refusing to ride in races that included a female jockey who was licensed named Penny Ann Early, put her on the roster of the Kentucky Colonels of the old ABA and let her play 1 minute in a game. She actually threw the ball in bounds. And then whoever caught the ball called timeout, and she was removed from the game. That was a publicity stunt, which is actually listed in the Basketball Encyclopedia. I looked it up this morning online. And then in 1977, one of Ann's teammates, I think, on the 1976 Olympic team, Lucy Harris from Delta State.
Correct.
She was a teammate in 76?
Yes.
An amazing 6'3" center was actually drafted, I think, in the seventh round, if memory serves, by the then New Orleans Jazz, who were soon to move to Utah. Interesting story there with Title IX applications. Lucy wanted to attend Alcorn A&M, which is the college that was, I think, near her home in Mississippi, but they did not have a women's basketball team, so she instead matriculated to Delta State, which did not offer basketball scholarships to women, but did have a team. So I think she was on academic scholarship. But then, Ann, you in 1979 became the first woman to actually sign a legitimate pro contract with the NBA's Indiana Pacers. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you went to training camp then in the fall or the late summer of 79?
Yes, free agent rookie camp.
So that would be before the 79-80 season. And your coach was Slick Leonard, is that right?
Yes, it was.
And how did that go?
Well, I was hoping to go to the 1980 Olympics, and you had to be an amateur still back in those days to be an Olympian. And even though I had been to the Olympics in 76, my thoughts were to repeat as a second-time Olympian. And so I was playing USA basketball, and I had come back from the Spartacade games from Russia, and I received a call from Sam Nassy, the owner of the Indiana Pacers. He was a brand-new owner, and the Indiana Pacers had just come into the NBA, along with, who was it, San Antonio,
I think Denver and New Jersey were the four teams that came over.
Yeah. And so they had done very well in the ABA. And now this new owner from California, they felt people in Indiana was kind of making a mockery out of the whole situation. And certainly I'd be a fool not to admit publicity was involved, but my brother David was playing in the NBA with the Milwaukee Bucks at this time, and I'd been around players my whole life. And I thought it was an opportunity of a lifetime that most men don't get. And I also thought, you know, 5 years earlier in high school, I had people talk me out of something, and I wasn't going to let it happen again. And I weighed the decision as far as being an Olympian. I'd been to the 76 Olympics. I had been the number one draft of the WBL, the first women's pro league. And I chose not to go into that to be in the 1980 Olympics. And but when the NBA came calling, you know, you just couldn't turn something like that down.
Wow. I've got more questions, but we've got to take a break,
we
Joe.
We do. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs, new sports weather. We'll be right back.
It's okay to be a follower when we're the leader. San Diego's talk radio leader. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
So what do you do when you have a small problem in your relationship? The best bet is to handle that issue before it turns into a real hassle. Same thing goes for handling termites. Termites are the stealth bugs of the insect world. Hi, I'm Sue Fries, owner of Ecola. Did you know Ecola is the leading ecological solution for termite problems? Right now, Termites are looking for a home, your home. Chances are they've already moved in. Give them a little rain, a little sun, and they'll start swarming and nesting, turning your home into their feast. E.coli will get rid of them quickly and conveniently with the E.coli Green Advantage. Call us today for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS. Smart choices, simple solutions, problems solved. Mother approved. 877-332-BUGS. E.coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about the E.coli Green Advantage warranty. 877-332-BUGS.
If you're a man who spends his nights going to the bathroom instead of sleeping, can't sit through a movie, or have trouble going, you may be one of the 50% of adult men suffering from the symptoms of an enlarged prostate. If you suffer from discomfort, urgency, weak stream, stopping and starting, pain, and diminished sex drive, then listen to this. Now there's a major all-natural breakthrough that can help. Prozvent is a doctor-formulated blend of the highest quality herbs and nutrients that help promote overall prostate health, and is so good it's guaranteed to give you relief within 30 days with no side effects.
This is wonderful stuff. Remarkable stuff. I wish someone had told me about it sooner.
Sleep through the night. Feel good again. Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Prozvent and get a bottle of ProVigor Male Enhancement Supplement and a complete prostate health guide, a $40 value, absolutely free. Act now. Call 800-976-5990. That's 800-976-5990. 800-976-5990.
Attention! Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write down this number and act fast. Hey, we know the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, three kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Come see why we were recently named the best new Bahamas getaway cruise by Porthole Magazine. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you the first cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee and your cruise is free. It's over a $500 value. Call now. 800-364-3083. 800-364-3083. 800-364-3083.
Attention. Attention.
Attention. Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-944-6553. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-944-6553. 1-800-944-6553.
Hello, Classic TV fans. I'm Larry Himmel with my good friend Cookie Chainsaw Randolph with this amazing television offer for KFNB's MeTV. Tell them what they're going to get, Cookie.
You get Gomer Pyle, Beverly Hillbillies, Bonanza, The Big Valley,
BoJack, Rockford Files, MASH. And how much would you pay for
not
this?
Not a dime, Larry Himmel, because MeTV is free.
And you can watch MeTV over the air at KFNB 8.2.
Free.
Time Warner 132.
Free.
Or Cox 808.
Free.
Follow Sean Hannity tomorrow noon to 3. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
A local baseball legend has got some tax problems. I'm 760's Rick Williams. Here are the stories we're following. Well, former Padre Tony Gwynn owes more than $400,000 in back income taxes, and UT San Diego says that could possibly keep him from making a bid for the Padres. He joined an investment group headed up by a Burbank movie company that is interested in buying the team. County fair officials say nearly 42,000 people walked through the gates on Friday's opening day, and that beat last year's opening day by almost 4,000 people. Camp Pendleton's main gate has been mobbed in recent week by people who want to visit some of the base's new establishments, and UT San Diego says most of them just want to go to the new Dunkin' Donut shop. There isn't one in town outside. We're brought to you by In-N-Out Burger, where your delicious double-double is always made the old-fashioned way, hot, fresh, and made to order. In weather right now, we got some clouds moving in, so it's partly cloudy out there and 63 at Lindbergh Field. And in sports, the Heat are in the NBA Finals. They'll take on the Thunder. Miami beat Boston in Game 7 of the Eastern Finals yesterday. We'll follow Mike Slater Monday morning on 760 KFMB.
A wildfire burning out of control around Ruidoso, New Mexico, has burned at least 26,000 acres and is still burning out of control. Dan Ware with New Mexico State Forestry says Many people were forced out of their homes.
Evacuations are all still in effect. Those areas that were evacuated in and around the Ruidoso area are still under evacuation.
In Colorado, a wildfire has grown to 20,000 acres. Rain in the forecast for the Florida Panhandle for another 3 days. The area is seeing extensive flooding from a storm that dropped as much as 20 inches already. Stock futures shot up after Eurozone finance ministers said they would lend 100 billion euros to help Spain's troubled banks. And that should relieve some concerns for investors. And Lady Gaga is recovering after being hit in the head with a pole during a concert last night. The accident reportedly left Gaga with a concussion, but she was able to finish that show. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
Follow Sean Hannity tomorrow noon to 3. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Now, it's your money, not theirs, on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
We're back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs, and over to Richard Musio to thank some sponsors.
I want to thank our sponsors, UBS, Mike Kaniger, Michael Coranta, and Drew Friedes. Drew, by the way, is getting married soon. Your life will never be the same, my friend.
You're saying soon. When is that?
I think it's like in a month.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
That is soon.
That's really soon. Carl Sheeler in Business Valuations Limited, Rich Gaines and Family Legacy Legal. Our great CPAs, Paul Polito and Don Epic of Polito Epic CBAs, and of course, Regents Bank, Dan Yates, Steve Sefton, and Sean Puckett. But back to Ann Myers Drysdale. So I want to talk about the book, but one last question. So you are in the training camp of the Indiana Pacers before the 79 season, and of course you've got a coach, Slick Leonard, who was, I guess you could say, old school, playing on a team that frankly wasn't that good. Did you get a fair shake or not?
Well, in my mind... No, but I'm sure in a lot of other people, they felt that they had to go along with it because the owner said, you know, we're doing this. And physically, emotionally, and mentally, it was the best I was ever prepared to play the game. And what I was doing was nothing different. I'd been playing the game of basketball since I was 3 years old. And I think one of the highest compliments was from Jack McCloskey, who was the assistant coach at the time, said that fundamentally I was better than half the guys out there.
Well, Richard, can I point one other thing?
Go ahead, Joe.
This is amazing. I mean, UCLA, the first four jerseys retired. One of them was Ann Myers. The other, she's in a company with Denise Curry, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Bill Walton. And that's pretty fantastic, I'd say. Wouldn't you? 1990.
No, that's incredible. Yeah. Well,
there's been some great athletes at UCLA. So.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be among the first four, I would say.
I guess, yes, it is.
Well, anyway, I saw Mickey Johnson play basketball, so I know any team that had Mickey Johnson on it was a very interesting basketball team. But let's get to the book. You're going to be signing a book tomorrow. I announced this in the first quarter while you were in transit. Again, it's tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the Barnes & Noble on Mira Mesa, actually at the corner of Mira Mesa and Westview Parkway. So the address is 10775 Westview Parkway. That's just to the east of the 15 off of Mira Mesa Boulevard. And that starts at 6:30, where I think you're going to speak briefly and then sign some books. And again, the name of your book is You Let Some Girl Beat You, The Story of Ann Myers Drysdale. I'm proud to say that the Rock and Roll Half Marathon last Sunday, about 400 girls beat me. So what made you want to write a book?
We've come a long way, baby.
That was actually the first slogan of the Virginia Slims tennis tournament. They were actually sponsored, Joe, by Philip Morris. I know. Anyway.
Well, it ties into tomorrow night with the Addiction Incorporated.
I'm trying to tie all this together somehow. So, but Ann, what made you want to write a book?
Well, I really didn't.
Thanks for being so honest.
I know. I'm a pretty private person, and I really felt that my story wasn't that interesting. Certainly, after the Pacer tryout, a lot of people had approached me about writing a story about the tryout and so forth, and that made me even more adamant not to write it because I didn't want to show that it was a publicity stunt. But I did go on to play in the WBL, and so many things have happened in my life. I've been blessed in so many ways, but people keep asking. Magazine articles, newspaper articles, and, you know, at some point, you know, you think, maybe I better put this all together. And my late husband, Don Drysdale, had written a book, and it was a couple years before he had passed away, but, you know, he had gotten that down, and I thought to myself, maybe I need to do something for my children, too. And that's kind of how it came about.
Now, you wound up being, though, a broadcaster for the Indiana Pacers. Is that not correct?
I did. My brother, Mark, was an attorney, and he had worked out a personal service contract, so I would have been with them whether I made the team or not. And but, you know, I was 24 years old. It was a great opportunity. I was broadcasting their games, doing PR work. But I was an athlete. I still wanted to play. And I had been invited to compete in the Women's Superstars. But I left the Pacers to go into the WBL and play with the New Jersey Gems. But I went to compete in the Superstars, and that's where I met Don. He and Bob Uecker were the broadcasters for ABC.
Bob Uecker.
Well, I actually saw your husband pitch back in the 1960s when I was a kid. And I was a Giants fan growing up, so I wasn't very fond of your husband.
I was, too. Okay. My brothers were Giants fans, so...
But I always remember in 1968, he pitched 6 shutouts in a row, went 58 scoreless innings, but I was at this game with the bases loaded and Dick Dietz up for the Giants.
You were at that game.
I was at that game. He was known, your husband was known, to pitch inside, and Dick Dietz was known not to move, and he did not. And that was going to break the streak, I think, at around 40-something innings. But the umpire would not award him first base because he made no effort to avoid the baseball.
Ah.
And a lot of people don't remember that. And that's technically the correct rule.
So and do you remember when Oral Hershiser broke it here in San Diego?
Yes, it was. Yeah, everything bad in baseball happens here in San Diego. So. And that was one of them.
Well, we're not scoring so well right now either, so let's not even talk about it. So was that a ball or a strike, by the way, Richard, when that guy didn't move for the...
Well, it might have been, you know, he called it marginal. He called it a ball.
They said that, and all those guys knew each other, but Don said that he had gone into the Giant locker room afterwards, and a bunch of the Giant guys that he knew said that Dietz had said that before the game, that he was going to take one for the team, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, but yeah, I was actually at that game because I grew up going to Candlestick Park.
So I take it the Dodgers won that game, huh?
Well, of course, you pitched a shutout, Joe. You can't lose. Joe, if you pitch a shutout in baseball, you can't lose, okay? That's how that works.
Well, I don't know. Don, I guess there was one story that Sandy was pitching, and they sent Don ahead to Philadelphia, and somebody called and said, hey, Drysdale, Koufax pitched a no-hitter. And he said, yeah, but did he win?
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like a Yogi Berra thing.
That's the same line you'd use about the Padres. It's like, you know, what's the similarity that the Padres have with a new pair of women's stocking? They both have no runs. But anyway, so my daughter Demi, who's 15, she's going to come by the book signing tomorrow night and get a book signed and read it. This is a two-part question. What would you tell a young lady about why she should read your book or what's in there? But also, what would you tell a young man who would read your book about what's important that's in there?
We all face adversity. People tell you you can't do something, that you're not good enough, you're not tall enough, you're too slow, you're not strong enough, you're not pretty enough. Not smart enough. And so all those naysayers, again, whether you're a female or a male, and the adversity you face, whether it be an injury or things that happen in your life personally, we can all get through it. And I think sports teaches you that. There's a saying that says, failure is not fatal. Success is not final. It's courage that counts. And so I think everybody has to have the courage, whether it be in sports, to get up to the plate and hope you get a hit. Hope you make a basket, hope you win your race, whether it be swimming or track. And you know, you're all going to fail, but you all have to start over again. And life is like that. And for young girls, don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can. We're all capable of doing something. It's a book about hope. It's a book about that you can get through anything. And we're all going to have experiences in our life. And people are going to say, you can't let it, you know, don't let a girl beat you. Even to a boy, but it's what other people say shouldn't affect you.
And do we put too much emphasis on winning? I think it should be more about participating. I mean, someone has to win, someone has to lose, but I just think we put so much emphasis on that, and kids get the wrong impression, win at all costs, steroids. I mean,
I'm a UCLA disciple with Coach Wooden, call him Papa, but success is peace of mind. And knowing that you've done your best to be the best that you can be. And isn't that what life is about? Is doing your best. And it's, you know, and again, we're going to have losses and wins, and but you have to stay even. You can't have so many peaks and valleys. And I remember talking to Dave and Bill Walton and Swen Nader and some of the guys that played for Coach Wooden at UCLA, and if they lost a game, and Bill will tell you there's two dates that he knows specifically, the North Carolina State game and the Notre Dame game, that they lost. But as much as he knows about those games and those losses, he says the next day in practice, Coach Wooden was the same. Everything was repetition. repetition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in life. I mean, we have to do the same things over and over. And you want to be a better person. That's what life is about. But, you know, it's interesting watching the NBA series and how they're talking about breaking up Miami if they lose. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they're one of, you know, these three guys are so good together. So they've lost. So you're, the media is saying one guy is going to leave, and now they're in the NBA Finals again. And mm-hmm. And if they don't win, if Oklahoma City were to win, is that a failure? But the media will make it look that way, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate. And, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that Coach Wooden would say is character is who you are. Reputation is what others perceive you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And was Coach Wooden one of your mentors?
Huge, huge mentor. You know, the fact that David played for him, for whatever reason, and he was very close to all the families that, of the guys that played for him, but our family really was pretty special, and he took me under his wing, and I was almost like another granddaughter, and I thank the Wooden family for sharing him for so much.
What a giant. You know, he never made more than $35,000 a year and never asked for a raise. So, more power to him.
10 championships in 12 seasons, yeah. going from memory.
Is there anybody like him today? I mean, there must be somebody who aspires to those kinds of... I don't know.
Well, he was such a faithful man, and he didn't talk religion, but mm-hmm. you just knew you walked away a better person because you'd been around him. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, people would ask him, even at 99 years old, what do you want to do? He said, I want to be a better person every day.
Wow.
And it's not about what he did here on Earth. It's about what he did for others.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know this. He was a collegiate All-American as a basketball player.
Academic.
Academic as well at Purdue University.
Wow. All right. Well, let's reflect on that, and we'll take a little break. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Many Not Theirs with our great guest, Ann Myers Drysdale.
Follow Glenn Beck tomorrow, 9 to noon.
This Obama will always tell you he doesn't have a problem with all of the private equity firms, just those that Mitt Romney ran. One of Obama's top fundraising bundlers, Jonathan Levine, he was the managing director at Bain Capital. The only difference is Levine was there at Bain when the layoffs at the steel plant featured in the anti-Romney ad occurred. Romney had been gone for 2 years. It's amazing to me what this guy gets away with in the media.
Glenn Beck, tomorrow, 9 to noon. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
When choosing a treatment for cancer, experience counts. As the nation's first proton treatment center, Loma Linda University Medical Center pioneered the use of proton radiation for the treatment of prostate, lung, and brain cancers. We treat more patients than any other center of its kind in the world. Nearly a fourth of all proton therapy patients are treated at Loma Linda University Medical Center. Nearly 12,000 in all. Over 1,000 last year. Unlike IMRT and tomotherapy, which use X-rays, protons can be controlled to start and stop in the body to deliver maximum radiation to the tumor. This increased precision leads to less radiation to surrounding healthy tissues. To learn more and receive your free informational DVD, visit protons.com or call 1-800-PROTONS. Loma Linda University Medical Center. Many strengths, one mission.
Do you know that you can buy a pre-owned iPod, iPhone, or iPad at GameStop for less than the price of a new one? You can also trade in an old one for cash or store credit. Get up to $140 cash for an iPod, up to $300 cash for an iPhone, and up to $400 cash for an iPad. Opt for store credit instead, and you can get up to $500 for an old iPad. So what'll it be, buy or trade? To find out how much your device is worth, visit GameStop or go to GameStop.com/iTrades. GameStop is not affiliated with or endorsed by Apple.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
It's been ages since my dad and I had a heart-to-heart.
But we did last weekend. He asked if I had life insurance. Can't afford it, I said. He put a hand on my shoulder. The way things are today, you can't afford not to have it. What would Linda and the kids live on if something happened to you? Then he told me how SelectQuote impartially shops for your best rate from several competitively priced term life companies. Well, I gave them a call, and wow, I'm 41 and in great health. SelectQuote found me a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-800-4023. That's 1-800-800-4023. 1-800-800-4023. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
San Diego's talk radio leader. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Now, it's your money, not theirs, on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
We're back with more of Mitch, Your Money, Not Theirs with some weird music. But we're back with Richard Musto and Ann Myers Drysdale. Welcome back.
What on earth was that, Justin?
Okay,
Chips. Okay, that was Eric Estrada, right? Goodness sakes, I can't forget anything, no matter how hard I try. All right, title line changed my life. Kathy Kinane, tell us about what we have going on June 23rd.
Well, Richard, I was 13 years old when Title IX passed, and it's been the most favorite memory of my life. I went out and bought some Billie Jean King tennis shoes, those little blue suede shoes with the white stripes on them, and started out my cross-country and volleyball career with those. I was inspired. She'd beat Bobby Riggs, and that's all that I needed to know that you could do anything. So 40 years later, I'm so proud of all the female athletes that have been a part of my life and who use their athletic experience and educational opportunities provided by Title IX to have amazing lives. Title IX was not an amendment that was about women's sports. It was an educational amendment which prevented the discrimination of any educational program or activity that received federal financial assistance. So little statistics are, back in 1972, it's 10% of most students that were studying medicine, dentistry, science, engineering, were women. And the reason there was such a low percentage was because they wouldn't actually let them go to the school and study those classes. Luckily for us, in 1948, a Hawaiian woman named Patsy Mink was rejected by 20 medical schools. She graduated top of her class in zoology. And so she was just determined to make a difference. So she went and got a law degree. Then she got elected to Congress, served 6 terms in Congress. And in 1972, in conjunction with a couple of other women, one of them who wanted to be an electrical engineer, and she was denied access to that education, they passed Title IX. It took her 25 years to get Title IX passed. So I think the least we can do is celebrate what a fantastic accomplishment that has been. Because now, 56% of all college students are women in the fields of medical, dental, although engineering is still suffering. And we're just so proud to have women veterinarians, women dentists, women doctors. And I recently learned a staggering statistic in that 45% of all households have a woman as the sole source of financial support. So it's pretty important that they be able to get a great education and have the means to provide for themselves.
Absolutely. And in 1973, one out of every 27 and a half female high school students played sports at the high school level. Now it's one out of every 2.5. I know I was on the boys' baseball and basketball team. We did not have a girls' softball or girls' basketball team until my senior year. So, Ann Myers Drysdale, how did Title IX change your life?
I was going to ask how it's changed you with Demi and how have you supported her?
Well, it's changed our lives dramatically simply because you know, our foundation is all about the empowerment of young women. And, you know, I think a level playing field, I think people should be based on how they contribute to their community and their society and what they accomplish for others in their world. And it shouldn't, you know, race, sex, religion, whether you believe in God or not, black, white, yellow, none of that matters. It simply doesn't. It's all about what do you have to offer to your community to make it a better place? How are you changing the world?
And of course, several powerful men in the political world actually helped as well when this was formulated, right? Birch Bayh and Jacob Javits and I mean,
Senator Kennedy.
I mean, we all have to work on these things together. So
yeah, the Congress actually passed it. We were so excited about that. I forgot to mention the date.
June 23rd. That's a Saturday.
Oceanside
from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and it may go a little bit long, right, Kathy?
Yes, we've had so much interest from speakers that we may extend the program until 8 o'clock. It's going to be at the Oceanside Pier Amphitheater right on the beach. It'll be a beautiful summer evening to celebrate such a momentous occasion for all of us women and men who have women in their lives that they support.
And I just want to point out that in Congress today, even in this day and age, it's only comprised of 17% women. And so, if you're looking for another little career...
Look, what really stinks in this country is the underrepresentation on boards of directors of companies and major corporations. Now, and I know you're an executive now with the WNBA team that you represent. You're also a GM for the Phoenix Suns, correct?
Vice President.
Of the Mercury, Vice President of the Suns. So I know you're certainly in the minority with regard to your position with the NBA team, correct?
Yes. But because of Title IX, most women that are in executive positions have been participants as athletes, and that really shows as far as their commitment and their competitiveness being in the business world coming from being an athlete.
I would imagine that makes a huge difference. So how many books are you going to sign tomorrow? How many people are we expecting? Does anybody know?
Oh, I'm thinking close to 200.
Good.
I'm ready.
Are you going to make like multi-city tour? Are you on tour now, a book tour?
Well, the Phoenix Mercury have been wonderful as far as supporting me to do a book tour in the WNBA cities. I will be broadcasting for NBC in London for the Olympics on women's basketball this summer also. But I think when I get back, I'll have more opportunity to go around and have time to, I think, do more book signings.
Let's get you in Warwick's in La Jolla.
Which I'm really excited about.
We got to get you there.
I'll come back. Okay. I definitely will come back.
Good.
You know, Richard, one of the interesting things about Saturday the 23rd is that I'm going to actually have chemical engineers speaking, vice president of companies, board members.
Yeah, I saw the list of speakers. Absolutely incredible. Yeah.
Anyway, unfortunately, we're out of time, Richard. But anyway, thank you, Ann Myers-Drysdale,
for being with us, Joe.
Thank you, Kathy. Richard, you have a great week. Demi, thanks for being here. Thank you, Justin Hart. Thank you, Dave Sniff and Craig Blanke. And you have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Steve Bostic, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes. Are you calling for our special introductory offer?
Well, so I already got your special offer. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious Right Size Smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today our powerful weight loss smoothies through a special introductory offer. Call 1-800-600-6516 for offer details. The first 100 callers are guaranteed to get this offer, but supplies are limited. Call this number now, 1-800-600-6516. If lines are busy, please try again. That's 1-800-600-6516. 1-800-600-6516.
Not only to